too many years in our life that we have considered them worshipping. So the worshipping, the only type of worshipping is the one which comes with ma'rifat of Allah. I know this question has been raised to me before. So what about our parents and our forefathers and all those people that they just do ibadat? I've answered those questions before. And the fourth point is, if a person is able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what type of worship? The type we just spoke. Worship Allah with ma'rifat of Allah. He does not need ever to worship anyone else. So if we really come to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we never worship anyone else. What does it mean? Have we seen anyone who does worship anyone else? Of course, we are all the time worshipping ourselves. The root and fundamental reason of most of our actions goes back to that we worship ourselves. Not worship ourselves in that sense that we go in front of the mirror and start and to do worshipping ourselves. Worshipping ourselves means whatever we do is for our own self. Most of the things that we do comes from that very love that we have for our own self. So, if we do worship Allah the way which is with the knowledge of Allah and ma'rifat of Allah, we may not worship anything else or anyone else. And the fifth point about it is that knowledge of Imam alayhi salam is that very knowledge that we are talking about, is ma'rifat of Allah. Knowing about Imam is knowing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what are the things that I've written a list of things that we do not know about when it comes to Imam? We do not know anything about it. When I say anything is by and large, we may know few things. We have heard, we have read, we have read books, we have heard from different majalis. We do not know why we say Imam is wasitay faiz. You know wasitay faiz? Yeah, everyone knows, so I don't see. Why Imam is the intermediary of faith of Allah? Why he is between us and Allah for any blessing of Allah? We do not know anything about that. Why Imam is to be obeyed? We do not know. Why Imam is the heart of the whole creation? We have discussed this before. Imam is the heart of the whole creation. Imam is the spirit and ruh of the whole body of the whole existence. Why? We do not know. We say this without any probably proper imagination. We may acknowledge it, but that is not correct. That's not enough. That acknowledgement does hold little value. We do not know why we say bekum fatahallah wa bekum yakhtimu. We say to Imam in ziyarat, we say to you Allah started the creation, and to you He will close the creation. We do not know any. We have no very. I would say, I don't have any understanding myself, and this is not being humble. I do not have understanding. I have learned a little bit about it. Why? What is that Allah says? We say to Imams that Allah opens the whole creation with you, start the whole creation with you, and finish the whole creation with you. Number six, we do not know why we say Bekum yunazzilul ghais. By you Allah brings down all the showers of mercy. We do not know. How is that? Where do they stand for this matter? We do not know when it comes to Imam, why we say Bekum yumsakus samaa an taqa alal arz. That by you Allah avoids, stops the skies falling on theirs. We don't know these things. These are important things. We read these things about them, but we do not know why and how it works. We do not know why we say بِمَوَالَاتُكُمْ تُقْبَلُ التَّوْعَةُ بِمَوَالَاتُكُمْ تُقْبَلُ التَّوْعَةُ الْمُفْتَرَزَةُ. We do not know why we say that it is with your love and velayat that every action is accepted. Every farize, which any of the wajibat is accepted. We don't even really know that. Yes, we know We know this much. Yes, we do know this much, that among all the five things that Imam Baqir alayhi salam is asked, he says vilayat is most important. That all the a'mals are presented to our vilayat. Depending on the degree of our vilayat, our a'mal is accepted. What? Why? It's a statement for us at the moment. We are trying to understand. We have to understand how it is that all our a'mal is... See, when it comes to surface and superficial meaning, no one accepts it. Honestly, I wouldn't accept it when I first time I heard it. Okay, all these a'mal of salat, I go to hajj, I do fasting, so much of fasting, even going to jihad, without vilayat, they don't accept it. It doesn't make sense. Just that much that I say, Ashhadu anna aliyan waliyullah, that much I can tell, and all my a'mal be accepted. But is it that? Is that vilayat that is being speaking about? We do not know why we say, بَيُمْنِهِ رُزِقَ الْوَرَى رُزِقَ الْوَرَى. It is with His blessing. Even the sustenance and rizq is rich to the creatures. We do not know why. That Imam Zaman gets the rizq and brings and put it into the mouth of the eater? We do not know. We do not know why we read, بِوَجُودِهِ تَسَبَّتَتِ الْعَرْضُ وَالسَّمَاءِ. It is by you, or it is by Him, that skies and earth are standing where they are. We do not know any of these things. And we do not know why Imam is Ghaib. And we do not know why he would reappear. And we do not know whether the condition is Imam reappears or we have presence for Imam. We do not know this thing. We do not know which one is that we have. If it was only Zuhur of Imam alayhi salam, so what about all those people who are not in the time of the Zuhur? What about them? So they are excluded from all this equation? So Allah has, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has only said this for the people who are in that very era that Imam Zaman reappears. So is it the issue of presence or is it the issue of zuhur? Is it the issue of huzur or is it the issue of zuhur? These are the things that we have to know and we do not know. I read a hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. فَوَلَّذِي نَفْسَ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ. This is a surah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose the soul of Muhammad is in his hand. لَا يَنْفَوْ عَبْدًا أَمَلَهُ إِلَّا بِمَعْرِفَتِنَا وَبِلَايَتِنَا. It does not give any benefit to the abd, his amal, unless بِمَعْرِفَتِنَا وَبِلَايَتِنَا. So first is this. It doesn't say بِوِلَايَتِنَا وَمَعْرِفَتِنَا. Wilayat cannot come without ma'rifat. See, Imam Prophet says, first is with ma'rifat of us, then with wilayat of us. So, Prophet ﷺ has conditioned all a'mal to wilayat and ma'rifat. And so that means, wilayat and ma'rifat is what we start our talk about. Is to know who Imam is, number one. Yes, Imam alayhi salam is Imam Zaman alayhi salam, the son of Imam Hassan al-Askari, the 12th Imam, the descendant of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Yes, that much. But ma'rifat of him, we have to know him. And you must have heard this from Imam Ali alayhi salam. I have seen it before, and a very similar of this hadith is from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi. المتعبد بغير فقه كالحمار في الطاحون. والله these are shivering. It's only I have become thick skinned when I talk about this thing and it doesn't move me at all. That متعبد بغير فقه, doing things without knowing, without going into the depths of them, why we are doing this, كالحمار في الطاحون, it's like donkey. What is طاحون, Dr. Muhammad? Tahun, that donkey who is turning around the stone of the mill. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said the same thing. But how much do we know? How much do we learn? What is that ma'rifat? Where are we getting that ma'rifat from? When are we spending any time on our ma'rifat? Yeah, I'm not ignoring that we are coming to this getting together, so we are trying to learn from each other. We read the hadith of Imams and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, and we know, we read all of these things, but is they say kunu durrat hadithana wa la takunu ruwat hadithana. It is not only reading their hadith, is durrat hadithana means we have to do tafaqquh in their hadith. That's the different thing. Reading a hadith, people may get together. Of course, that's the beginning. We have to start with that. We have to start opening the book of Imams, the books of ahadith, read those ahadith. That's the start. But is it good enough? Is it ma'rifatullah? We come and read. What does, when we read Imam alayhi salam, Imam Sadiq says, "Inna hadithuna sa'bun wa mustas'abun." Indeed, our hadith is difficult and it takes difficulties. And say, get out and go. That yes, we read this hadith, or we read what I just read. Any of these hadiths, al-mutaabbidu bi ghayr fiqhin kal-himaru fi ta'hun. We read this, and we said yes, we have done the hadith. So everything, including hadith, Quran, ziyarat, du'a, these are all meant to make an understanding. It's not only about the reading of it, and it's not only the literal meaning of it. So how do we? That's where I want to get at. That now my time is almost over. What time is it? That how do we get to know this ma'arif? How do we get to know these du'as and ziyarats? And we know that most of the people read du'as when they have hajat. But I'm not denying that. We have to have hajat. But the first hajat must be to understand the du'a itself. So that's the hajat. That must be the hajat. But unfortunately, we go to the du'as when we have this worldly hajat. But what is more beautiful than this hajat is hajat of understanding the du'a itself. That's the biggest hajat. What Imam says to Allah. When Imam talks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not... It is not when, especially in du'as, Imam, they are talking to Allah. No one else is there. No consideration. No, not the issue of whether Allah understands what they say. When Imam talk to other people, they have given to the level of the, spoken to the level of the mustami' and the person who hears. But when they talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have done their utmost. But, and we have seen that. Even then, they are sort of crying that they cannot say what they have to say. They cannot even make an understanding of what they have to say. That, so is there anything more beautiful in the whole life of us? The understanding, what is Imam trying to say? Do we not, we read, I think it's in Ziyarat al-Ashura maybe, that we ask Allah to make our life the life of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, and our death the death of Muhammad, the death of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. The life of Muhammad, the foremost important thing of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his progeny is their understanding of what they talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is their understanding and ma'rifat about Allah. So, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and make us understand and learn, and only this little much, that if for so many times a day or a week or a month we might do, I don't know, a ziyarat al-Ashura because we want to get something from Allah, or we recite a two rakat of salat of Imam Zaman alayhi salam because we want this and that. That if that is, we say in Farsi, nahadine means when something is rootly, fundamentally rooted in the heart, that belief in these things that we talk becomes so fundamentally planted in the heart, so that sometimes we also get up and say, "Oh Allah, I do not understand this hadith, and two rakat salat of Imam Zaman that I want to understand this hadith." It is known, it is quoted that Mullah Sadra Rahmatullah used to come from Kahak, which is was a village around Qum, was 15 kilometers. He was studying, he was alone, he was exiled. And he used to study, and whenever he had any problem of understanding something, he used to come walking 15 kilometers to home, going to Haram Hazrat Masume, doing ziyarat and two rakat salat, and then he gets his understanding and he goes back to Kahat. So look at his situation and my situation. That even sitting in my car and coming to go somewhere to have a little bit of talk and chat is so difficult. Let alone that I get up in the, at the middle of the night and do a salat for understanding. Anyway, I talk too much. Barah Muhammad, al Muhammad, salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa al Muhammad.